pick up your phone, call a friend, text them, how you doing, how was your day, how was your night. Suicide accounted for 1.3% of deaths worldwide, making it the 17th leading cause of deaths as at 2019. It's September, Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, and I'm dedicating this part of this podcast to those that are suffering from depression. People actually see it as something that is just for a selected few, but they don't understand that a lot of people go through depression and are so scared to talk about it. Now, if we're to be fair, the amount of men that commit suicide are 4 times more. And on a rough scale, there are like 132 suicide cases a week. Do you know how heavy that number is? A lot of people are suffering in silence. Talk to your friend. Once you see the slightest change in behavior, tell them, hey, what's up, what's happening? Make them feel comfortable talking to you. Now today, I'm going to talk about relationships. I did a question and answer theme on Instagram, and lots of people gave me feedback that I should start my first podcast with how to get over an ex. I'm in the worst position ever to talk about this theme, because to be very honest, it took me a very long time to get over her. And will I say I still have a soft spot for her? Yes, I do. But I feel like I can like tell you things that my coping mechanism, actually what I did to get over her. Okay, so hey guys, so glad that you're here listening to me on today's segment with Talk with Femi. Yeah, so the most asked question is how to get over your ex. That is something that lots of people have on their minds, and I believe that before you do that, you need to understand what love is. I always tell people, love is not just a feeling, it's a decision you need to make. When you're in love with somebody, you decide to overlook their flaws, their imperfections, and then you decide to accept them for who they are because you love them. That's why I always say that because you're in love doesn't mean you won't cheat. But because you decided to love that person, because you decided to respect the person's presence in your life, you say no to another person who's trying to make you do something with them. Now, also, I feel like love is more or less like an experience. And it's not just a one-time thing, like you love somebody one time. No, it's an experience you need to have over and over again. Because, I mean, you know that basically when you love somebody, they have their different types of love languages and how they react, how they behave. And you see, you have that initial attraction towards them and you decide to like, okay, let me love this person. I'm going to let myself love this person. I'm going to decide to stick with this particular person. And then you say yes to them. And obviously, they bring out the worst, the best in you, because you're with them. Do you understand? That's where compatibility comes into place. Now, because they brought out a different perspective or a different side of you, you've experienced something new. Now, because you've experienced it with one person doesn't mean that the next person will also give you that same experience. No. You experience it from different people. That's why they always say lots of people are not emotionally mature, and then they make mistakes they're not meant to make. You need to experience it. You need that experience when it comes to love. Now, I always tell people that there's a lot of difference between what you want and what you need. I mean, if you ask a girl right now and she'll actually tell you, my type is tall, dark, handsome, God-fearing, and all of that, you get, that's what she wants. Ask a guy, he's probably going to be like, thick, big bum bum, big breast, and all of that. That's what he thinks he wants. Now, there's this phrase that I know, the heart wants what it wants. You get me? Do you know what I mean by that? Your brain can decide, oh, okay, this is what I want in a guy, this is what I want in a girl, but your heart will decide what's right for her or what's right for it. Sorry. Now, there's nothing like the perfect person. No, there's only the right person. Do you understand me? And what I mean by that is nobody's perfect. Nobody's everything you want. People are flawed. People have their imperfections, but they are flawless in their imperfections. Do you understand what I mean by that? They are flawless in their imperfections. Now, I think I've diverted a lot from the topic itself, so let me go back. And putting up with heartbreak has a lot to do with honesty, if we're being sincere. You see all that BS talk you tell yourself, oh, I'm over her, I'm over him, and deep down you know you're not. But because you want to come off as being a hard guy or being something else, you decide to lie to yourself, and it doesn't work that way. You see, there's this adage that goes, fake it till you make it. I mean, that shit doesn't work when it comes to love. It doesn't, because with love, nothing makes sense. It's not logical. Love doesn't make you think logically. I want to talk about my story, the girl that I actually had feelings for, the way she hurt me and all of that. And I lied to myself that I was over her, and the slightest point, slightest hi she texts me or slightest text she gives to me, I'm already begging her or something like that, you feel me? I'm already all up my feelings, you understand? So I lied to myself for a very long time, and look, it made me relapse every fucking time. Now, have you ever tried to pour water into a nylon before? You know, obviously it would still hold the water for a period of time, and then eventually it breaks. That's what love does to you. If you think you've gotten over the person and you know you've not, you're lying to yourself that you have. You're pouring feelings into that nylon. That nylon right now is more or less like your heart or something, you feel me? And then when it reaches a point where it can't take it any longer, it breaks. And when it breaks, you have a mental breakdown, you slip into depression. You just tend to push people away from you. Lots of things. It's like a sequence of things. It just follows each other. You have trust issues. Do you understand? Because you're lying to yourself. See, you need to let yourself hurt. Honestly, if you want to get over somebody, you need to let yourself hurt. You need to let that pain go through you. You need to cry. You need to pick up your phone. Listen to that sad song. Let the pain happen. Now, for example, now if I get shot right now and I go to the hospital and I tell the doctor, okay, yeah, take out the bullets. What does he have to do? He takes the forceps or all that scissor stinging that he hold, and then he puts it right into the bullet hole, the wound, and then he picks out the bullet. It hurts. Him taking out the bullet hurts. Do you understand? When you're getting over somebody, there is the pain. There is the more pain, and then the healing process occurs. Do you understand? So let yourself hurt. If you miss somebody, accept it. Yes, I miss you. Yes, I want to talk to you. I don't know why, but I miss you so much. Doesn't mean you need to tell them. But just accept it. Know it within yourself that yes, I miss this person so much, but I can't be with them. Do you understand? Now, as humans, we always learn to adapt. You can't be perfect at once. You need to adapt. You need to let yourself love. Now, because one thing didn't happen, one thing didn't work, don't mean that the next one wouldn't work. Don't mean that the next person that comes your way would do the same thing to you. You need to let yourself love. And with these experiences, you get to understand what maturity means, what emotional maturity, what mental maturity means in the relationships. And you automatically, what you want leaves, and what you need comes into play. Your heart will let you fall for somebody that you need and not somebody that you want. I hope I was able to talk to somebody and people could actually learn from my point of view. This is the end of the episode. Love you guys so much. If you want to talk to me, my Instagram, FEEMII, my Twitter, @BigDaddyFemi. Text me and let's talk about your problems. Thank you very much.